This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Thursday, January 16th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Well, the ag industry continues to evaluate announcements from the Biden administration regarding biofuels and the crops and farming practices that will be eligible for federal supports. Kentucky soybean farmer and American Soybean Association President Caleb Ragland says recent announcements have been encouraging.
I think we see a lot of opportunity. I think this recent ruling on 45Z is very exciting, very positive. Most of the things we were asking for are in there. We hope that the new administration will follow through and train rolling down the track, so to speak.
Iowa Senator Charles Grassley earlier this week applauded the announcements, but admits the intent of one administration doesn't guarantee a priority for the next.
I think the whole thing about the 45Z regulations is very unclear. I think some of our problems might be corrected if we can get a new Secretary of Treasury to rewrite the regulations and fill in some of the details that aren't filled in now. But I think the whole question of 45Z is going to be tied up with whatever we do. It'll come up again. Let me start over again. It'll come up again when we're dealing with the rewrite of the 2017 tax bill, and I don't think we're going to have any tax changes before then, but I think it deals with the overriding issue of whether or not we should subsidize an imported product at a higher level than we predict, than we do our domestically produced products, meaning soybeans.
Ragland says subsidized imported used cooking oil has displaced domestically produced soybeans.
This used cooking oil that's been imported and given the tax credit is no longer eligible. So we're not going to be given tax credit to something from foreign sources, mainly China. So that moves soybean up where it is a lot higher up the totem pole than receiving tax credit, because the used cooking oil from foreign sources was higher and was taking a lot of the tax credit that could have potentially went to soybean oil.
Ragland is hopeful the pending Trump administration shows favor to the renewable fuels industry.
Well, what we're hoping for is a continuation of this current ruling, and our communications have been very good, very strong. They know where we stand. There's still some level of uncertainty, but we think we're on a good track. And I have a lot of confidence in the folks that we have working on our behalf, and certainly the news of the last few days is very positive.
Grassley said his meeting with Trump EPA nominee Lee Zeldin helped ease his concerns about his earlier votes in opposition to renewable fuels in Congress.
I think that he was very forthright in saying when he voted against ethanol, he was a freshman congressman, didn't understand the issue. I think he's had enough contact with Trump to know that Trump is pro-ethanol.
Finally, Caleb Ragland says farmers are grateful for the Farm Bill extension and for economic assistance, but the big issue of a Farm Bill remains undone.
That assistance is helpful, it's appreciated, but we have a pretty deep wound right now in farm country and agriculture. What we need more than anything is an economic turnaround. We need trade. We need markets. We need increases in biofuels. And I think finding ways to do that would help the American soybean farmer more than anything, because we can continue to say we need this assistance and that assistance and so forth, but we got to be dealing with the root of the problem and not just the symptoms. And that's, we need demand for our products.
Still need a farm bill?
Yes, we do. Yesterday, a 5-year farm bill, not an extension.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Unable to join the American Farm Bureau Convention in San Antonio in person later this month? Well, join us virtually. We'll be live streaming January 25th through 27th. Tune in online at fb.org. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Daly.